I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. While meeting with seminarians this weekend, Pope Francis spoke to them about clericalism, calling it, quote, our ugliest perversion. The Pope told the seminarians that they always have to remember that their mission is to serve others and to not act superior over those they have been trusted to care for. He added that because priests are called to go out in mission and spread God's word, they should always be in, quote, communion and constant dialogue with their bishops who are there to help them discern the right path. Pope Francis's comments were on the spot and unprepared, having chosen to put aside the speech that had been written for the occasion. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has cut his proposed length for martial law in the country from 60 days to 30 days. His original proposal time of 60 days was criticized as an attempt by Poroshenko to stop the elections during a time in which he has low approval ratings. The adjusted time will allow for a presidential election to be called for at the end of December, which will in turn allow enough time for an election to take place at the end of March. Ukraine's parliament will be voting on the measure later today. The proposed martial law comes as Russia has seized Ukrainian Navy vessels and their crews near Russian-occupied Crimea. Six sailors were wounded in the seizure. President Trump's former campaign foreign policy adviser, George Papadopoulos, is scheduled to report to prison today. Papadopoulos was sentenced to prison in September for lying to the FBI in the Russia investigation. He had attempted to postpone serving his prison time until after an appeals court issued its ruling in a separate case that is challenging the constitutionality of Robert Mueller's appointment. However, a U.S. District Court judge ruled that Papadopoulos had waited too long to ask for postponement and that it was unlikely that an appeals court will rule against Mueller's appointment. Four federal judges have already upheld his appointment as special counsel. General Motors announced it is closing a Canadian plant in what appears to be a much larger company-wide restructuring plan. Too many GM factories are making slow-selling cars, and the company can no longer afford to keep them all open. The company will reportedly be moving towards lower-emitting hybrid vehicles, something the plant in Canada was not focusing on. Around 2,500 jobs will be lost when the plant closes. This fall, GM had offered 18,000 workers buyouts, but it's unknown how many have accepted. Bishop Shelton Fobb of the Houma Thibodeau Diocese in Louisiana spoke on fighting racism at an event in Washington. Bishop Fobb, who was a major part of the creation of the new pastoral letter on racism from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, gave suggestions for how Catholics can promote racial justice and respect in their homes, communities, and parishes. For Catholic schools and campus ministries, he stated it was important for curriculums on racism and reconciliation to be created. In the community, Bishop Shelton said that parents can give their children experiences that will expose them to different people, cultures, and ethnicities. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.